Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains crisp and calm. In Haifa, the night sky is clear. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and captured 60 in Judea and Samaria, focusing operations in the Khan Yunis area. This comes from JNS. Also earlier this hour, Walla reports potential threats in Judea and Samaria as military attention remains on Gaza and Lebanon. Also this hour, Times of Israel shares that Egypt's football manager raised a Palestinian flag after a World Cup win, sparking chants of Free Palestine. Separately, I-24 News reports that Mojtaba Khamenei wishes to attend his father's burial, but Iran fears an Israeli strike. And finally, JTA details a new book by Jeffrey Marks that explores the stereotype of Jews as arsonists, highlighting its historical roots and modern implications. Here's what people are saying online. Yael Bartur, a commentator, wrote just minutes ago suggesting open borders as a solution. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, shared about chants of death to the US and death to Israel at a Tehran metro station, also just minutes ago. And from earlier today, Middle East 24 reports the Houthis in Yemen are threatening Saudi airports, highlighting Tehran's influence over Red Sea trade routes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operations. JNS reports that Israeli forces intensified their actions in Khan Yunis, targeting militants and securing key areas. These efforts are part of a broader strategy to stabilize the region and prevent future attacks. This move underscores the ongoing security challenges facing Israel. Turning to regional tensions, Walla highlights concerns that Judea and Samaria could become a battleground amid current conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Military officials warn of potential escalations, emphasizing the need for vigilance. This reflects the fragile security situation within Israel's borders. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reports on the Egyptian football manager's gesture after a World Cup win. His actions have sparked significant attention and debate, with implications for regional solidarity and sports diplomacy. This event highlights how sports can intersect with political sentiments. In a related development, I-24 News reveals that Mojtaba Khamenei's desire to attend his father's burial is complicated by security concerns. Iran fears that Israel might target him during the event. This situation underscores the delicate balance of power and the risks involved in high-profile public appearances. Finally, JTA brings to light Jeffrey Marks's new book, Jewish Firebug, which delves into historical stereotypes against Jews. This analysis arrives at a time when societal tensions and blame on immigrant groups are resurging. Understanding these narratives is crucial for addressing current social dynamics. On the economic front, first, Globes highlights Silicom as Israel's best-performing stock on Wall Street. With its share price soaring by 226% in the first half of 2026, this reflects the company's robust position in network and data infrastructure solutions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Yadin Antebi, CEO of Bank Hapoalim, has identified future growth areas for the bank, focusing on sectors like technology and innovation. His insights offer a glimpse into the financial strategies shaping Israel's economy. And finally, Walla Business notes a significant surge in tech fundraising, reaching $7.6 billion, driven by cybersecurity and foreign investments. However, young companies have not fully benefited from this growth, highlighting disparities within the innovation industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.